Order. Chris, would you take the roll, please?
Councilmember Cardoza.
Here.
Councilmember Christensen.
Here.
Council President Boobin Van der Haar.
Here.
Councilmember McPherson.
Here.
Mayor Steer.
Here. If you would join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. You may be seated. First item up is the consent agenda. Are there any questions, comments, or motion to approve?
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. Is there any further discussion?
Mayor, I got yes. One quick question. On C2, I believe the fee is something like $60,000 or $80,000. I thought anything over $5,000 would go out to bid.
I think that we do that occasionally, but I think we just kind of roll it over. I think it's like a multiple year type of thing, so we can certainly do that if that's what.
I for some reason, I thought that in the past year that we agreed that anything over a specific amount, and I thought $5,000 came to mind on anything contractual, that we would at least get a bid to see what it was. So okay. It's up to the council.
Bob, do you want to?
Councilman Cardoza, I think maybe what that number is coming from, like a construction project that's got to bid, okay. Or a some sort of capital improvement project, or I think this is just this is for the 400 acres out at the farm. It's pretty much been adopted this way every year over the past 2 or 3 years, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Mayor.
You bet. Anything further?
Nope.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the consent agenda. Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Boobin Van der Haar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you. Next item up is a public hearing. This public hearing was recessed to October 16, 2018. Additional testimony will be accepted before deliberation continues. This is the public hearing in consideration to approve 18-01-A, an appeal, and 18-12-DR design review for Kelleher Subdivision Number 2. Jace Hellman is the planner. So we will, we're going to go ahead and let the staff give us some testimony there, or staff report. And then, again, this is a continued hearing. So people that wish to speak are asked to just kind of keep your comments relevant to the staff report and the information therein. That's the questions that are brought forth by council for this reconsideration. Jace?
So, good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For the record, Jace Hellman, Kuna Planning Zoning Staff, 751 West 4th Street, here in Idaho. I guess before I start, I did receive Councilmember Christensen's questions, and we sent them out to various agencies for response. I took liberty as staff to type up our answers and the CUNA rural fire district's answers in a memo as a late exhibit for you guys, and we'll just kind of go through each question as we're standing here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Jason.
Thank you.
All right. So the first question on this, or of the questions that were asked, why did the developers stray from the original appeal when originally having a desire to close access to the park and allowing a gazebo slash green space for the residents of the Kelher project? For starters, this is the original appeal. Appeals go directly to council and are heard as a de novo hearing. The site plan in your packet is the site plan that was originally presented to the Planning and Zoning Commission. The site plan that you refer, or that was referred to as the closed access, was presented as a result of the commission's decision to table the project until an agreement could be drafted between what was then going to be two completely separate HOAs. The owner was unable to come to this agreement with the existing HOA in the allotted time, and a second site plan was presented in effort to appease the commission. However, it did not. Although an agreement was not created in the short amount of time, the parcel in question is in fact a part of the existing Chaparosa HOA. Inevitably, the developer has decided to remain with that HOA and keep the originally presented park access rather than de-annexing from the current HOA, creating a new HOA, and then creating an agreement between the two parties. Question two, would the developer consider going back on that proposal, i.e. close the park, create horseshoe pits and a gazebo to allow green space for residents as to not overwhelm the pre-existing park? Staff would note this parcel is a part of the existing HOA and does have every right to remain as a member of that HOA as they are a lot within the subdivision. As a member of HOA, they are responsible to pay their per lot dues, just like every other member of the HOA, which helps provide for maintenance of the common area. The question is, would actually, their question is more geared between the applicant and the developer and the HOA. And staff would just remind the city does not dictate actions of the HOA or between HOAs, as that could be considered a civil matter. Nor does the city have requirements for HOAs except for the maintenance of common area landscaping, which in a lot of subdivisions you'll see the HOA to CCNRs is for the maintenance of that common area. On the next page, number three, as for privacy considerations, if possible to remove a unit that borders the neighborhood, giving a sense of privacy for a single-level home, allowing for limited viewpoints for the other two units, and also create more parking spaces for overflow. Staff will note an effort to increase privacy for the existing residential subdivision. Staff has required additional landscaping along the eastern property line, and applicants complied and shifted landscaping to show this request. Consideration to remove a building is a decision for the applicant to make. And regarding the overflow parking, the way current city code reads requires 1.5 spaces per unit. And the applicant does provide 2 spaces per unit, which is a half more space for them required as code reads today. Do you foresee any safety issues with limited access in or out of the complex? This is where we did have the unit police, the rural fire district comment, and ACHD reply or had some comment too. So I'll read off theirs. I know there's a representative from ACHD here tonight, so if they have some more elaboration for it, they're probably more than happy to help out with that. So access is determined by Ada County Highway District, as they are the traffic experts. One access is all ACHD will allow for this site. The specific location on Hubbard was chosen for a couple reasons. The first is you can't landlock a parcel according to Idaho State Code. Access has to be granted even if it doesn't necessarily meet ACHD's policy. The second, Linder Road, which has the current existing access now, is slated to be a 5-lane road in the future. Hubbard Road, where the access is proposed, is slated to be a 3-lane road. So they took the lesser of two evils, if you will. Additionally, staff had called ACHD to inquire if they would ever consider a second access, and we were told no. Assistant Fire Chief Terry Gamble, he states the provided access should be sufficient to accommodate a normal emergency response, And then ACHD response, ACHD is required to provide reasonable access to all parcels. Linder's plan for 5 lanes and Hubbard's plan for 3 lanes, as proposed, this layout is better than if the driveway were on Linder. Number 5, although ACHD is recommending and making an exception to their policy due for C safety issues, with the amount of morning-evening traffic at the intersection of Linder-Hubbard in relation to the entrance slash exit of the unit, staff's comment is essentially the same as number 4. The fire chief, or Terry Gamble, assistant fire chief, stated, as with any increase in traffic volume for any specific area, an increase in potential can be assumed. However, I do not see an increase insufficient or an increase sufficient to impede in our emergency traffic. Ada County Highway District commented, it is not unusual for side streets or driveways to have reasonable delays. At certain times of the day, it would be more difficult to make left turning movements. Those questions have also been provided some secondary answers from Stacy Arrington, who's a planner at ACHD, which is the email exhibit behind the memo. And then question 6. Do you feel that this allows units safe measure to enter and exit the complex? If need for emergency, again, staff's responses would be similar to number 4. Assistant Fire Chief Terry Gamble has provided the provided access should be sufficient to accommodate a normal emergency response. And then the last question, is there adequate lighting slash visual to ensure the park can be seen or monitored after hours, having an exit point that leads into the Kelleher units? Staff would note, there is adequate lighting throughout the project, as required by Cuma City Code. However, asking the applicant to install lights on a parcel that they do not own is not applicable to this application or design review. Lights on an HO lot is a homeowner association issue, and the city would not get involved in that matter. And that's a response for the questions that were provided. If there are any questions for me, I'll be happy to answer them.
Okay, questions for Jace?
Okay. I don't have any added questions, Jace. I just want to say thank you for getting those out there like that. I really appreciate
thank you.
That.
Thank you for getting us the questions. I appreciate it.
And Chief, did you have the answers to the questions? So let's just consider that part of the staff report also, if you would. Was there any further questions for Jace?
No. Wonderful job, Jace. Thanks.
Thank you, Jace.
Good evening, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. For the record, John McDaniel, Kuna Police Chief, 1450 West Boise, here in Kuna. And so the 4 questions, and I, again, appreciate these ahead of time. The 3 questions that started with the question number 4 that I had. So the first one is, do you foresee any safety issues with a limited access in and out of the complex? Similar to what the fire department said, I think whenever you increase traffic, you know, that there's you know, potential consequences for, you know, more accidents. As far as safety issues for getting in and out, we normally, when it's a emergency code 3 call, we train our deputies to not pull into like a, you know, so a smaller complex like that with only 8 buildings. We would not pull in, so we would stay parked out on either coming through the subdivision, coming through the park there, but we'd walk in. That's just that is something that we train to, and a procedure that makes us a little bit different than the fire department. So as far as the safety side of our access, you know, if it did get backed up going westbound on Hubbard there for people wanting to turn left and things like that, if it's an emergency, we will turn on our lights and siren and take the oncoming lane out of safe in a safe manner. So that's how we probably take care of number 4. Number 5, although ACHD is recommending and making an exception to their policy, do you foresee any safety issues with the amount of morning and evening traffic at the intersection of Linder and Hubbard in relation to the entrance and exit of the unit? And yesterday I went down to ACHD and talked with Stacy Arrington. She's the planner 3 that provided that report, I believe. I didn't know she was emailing that, but I educated myself a little bit on some of their traffic studies, and I asked her when was the last time they did a study on that road to see how pertinent these numbers were. They said they did one in June of this year. at the peak hour, which was in the PM, not the AM, there were 237 vehicles on Hubbard near the proposed entrance. And you know, looking at their standards, it looks like they're going to add 213 vehicle trips a day, with the peak hour being the PM at 20 vehicle trips is the estimate. And so that makes it about 257. And it still puts it, that's a little bit less than half of what, you know, a lesser arterial like Hubbard versus Linder can handle. At that 575 is still in that acceptable range. And again, that, you know, there's definitely the potential for consequences of increased traffic. But as far as just safety issues, you know, I think some of those safety issues will be addressed once there's that right in and right out, you know, within the next time. That is part of ACHD's planning, is to have a right in, right out. You know, I have received a letter from a citizen that talked about, you know, once the right in, right out goes in, is that going to force people that want to head back downtown CUNA on Linder to go up to that first court, which is Copeland Avenue, and do the U-turn there? And, you know, I think that'd be something that we would, you know, there's definitely a potential for that. But at the same time, I know about the thoughts are that with that K Street will open up and connect as well. It's just about another 1,000 feet down will be K. That will take traffic into town that way. And it would seem, you know, that only being 1,000 more feet to go onto K, that we'd probably get most people to do that. I think, you know, that's not going to connect also until I think Winfield and Greyhawk are completed, but that's also in the works. So then question number six, you feel this allows units a safe measure to enter and exit the complex if needed for an emergency? And, you know, again, we may even walk in off a Linder. So I think, you know, the hotter the call, the more potential for us to, you know, we're going to come in with what we need versus a fire department that has to kind of take it to the house. So I think that's probably more of a question for the fire than us. I stand for any questions.
Okay. Questions for Chief?
I don't have anything, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you
that.
Very much. All right. I think that concludes staff report. Is that right? Okay. This is a public hearing, so we will go ahead and open this up for public hearing. I didn't have anyone sign up on the sheet. Was there anybody who wished to testify that didn't get a chance to sign up? Okay, seeing none. Council's preference, do we want to keep this open some more, or do we want to go ahead and close this public hearing for?
I think with the detail on these questions, I'm ready to make a decision tonight.
Okay. Otherwise, if we want to hear from the developer and all that, too.
Yeah. I think we're in.
Okay.
Move we close the public hearing.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to close the public hearing. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. And the question is rightfully before council.
Okay, in looking again at the preliminary deliberation worksheet that we started talking about last time, I don't remember how far we got, so I guess we'll just start over. So the first question is, has the appeal been timely filed, and does it comply with all sections of our code? And to my knowledge, the answer to that is yes. Question two is, does the Planning and Zoning Commission's recommended denial of case number 1812DR to City Council, as stated in their minutes of July 25th, 2018, comply with CUNA City Code Section 5412D? And to my knowledge, the answer to that is no, because it did not explain the reasons that the application was denied. Anybody else jump in if you disagree with anything I'm saying or you want to discuss. So if the answer to that question is no, then we go on to specific identification of the application that's before council for approval and all of its components. The record reflects in staff report at Part B that the appellant's request, applicant's request identifies 8 fourplex buildings, parking, lighting, and accompanying landscape for Kelleher Subdivision Number 2 at the southeast corner of West Hubbard Road and Linder Road. The applicant's appeal statement states the application for design review included a complete set of drawings for the site and buildings, including multiple floor plans for the different units, color elevations for the 6 building designs, all of which were prepared by a licensed architect. The application also included 4 color palettes and a special elevation along Linder Road. And then on page 2, it also noted that they updated their landscape plan to move the location of the trash enclosure as requested. It mentions closing access to the neighborhood park, but I know that was revised to go back to the original plan to have access to the park. So are all of the plans, which are part and parcel of the application for design review, specifically identified in the record, so an order can be prepared identifying the same? To my knowledge, the answer to that is yes. Are there any issues regarding the application involving any of the standards provided in CUNA City Code sections 545 and 546? So we've got, is the application harmonious with and in accordance with the general objectives and with any specific objective of the comprehensive plan? My read of the comp plan would indicate the answer is yes. And then does the application comply with the general objectives and considerations of design review as provided in CUNA City Code 546A, which is quoted at length, and it appears to comply. Let's see. The staff report identifies a number of conditions of approval of the application, items 1 through 14. To my knowledge, applicant does not object to any of the 14 recommended conditions. And so at this point, we need to determine if we are going to approve the application as submitted, approve it with modifications or conditions, or deny the application. Based on our prior discussions and everything that's in the record, it seems as though it would be appropriate for us to approve the application as submitted. Anybody else want to weigh in on that?
Just based on the detail in these responses, there's really no more thought process in regards to how I look at this. And moving forward, I think we just go ahead and keep this process moving.
Okay, then, all right, then I move we approve 1801A and 1812DR for Kelleher Subdivision Number 2.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded.
Oh, hang on. Yeah.
I just need a clarification if that included the conditions.
Oh, sorry, yes, with the conditions of approval as listed. Second stand?
Second stand.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to approve with the recommended conditions. Councilmember Cardoza, you were not at the first two meetings, so depending on what your comfort level is here, if you'd rather abstain and sit this out, or if you want to, if you're comfortable with the reading of the minutes and things, then you certainly do have that right to vote also. So.
I appreciate what you're offering me, Mayor. I think I'll abstain since I wasn't here to hear with the public. I don't think I've seen very much of the public in the minutes that I read. So I would like to abstain at this time.
Okay, very good. So we do have a motion and a second on the floor. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? And the ayes have it. That motion carries. Thank you. All right. Item 7A, Extra Mile Day Proclamation. Whereas CUNA, Idaho is a community which acknowledges that a special vibrancy exists within the entire community when its individual citizens collectively go the extra mile in personal effort, volunteerism, and service. And whereas CUNA, Idaho is a community which encourages its citizens to maximize their personal contribution to the community by giving themselves wholeheartedly and with total effort, commitment, and conviction to their individual ambitions, family, friends, and community. And whereas CUNA, Idaho is a community which chooses to shine a light on and celebrate individuals and organizations within its community who go the extra mile in order to make a difference and lift up fellow members of their community. And whereas CUNA, Idaho acknowledges the mission of Extra Mile America to create 575 extra mile cities in America and is proud to support Extra Mile Day on November 1st, 2018. Now, therefore, be it resolved that I, Joel Steer, Mayor of the City of CUNA, do hereby proclaim November 1st, 2018 to be Extra Mile Day in the City of CUNA, Ada County, State of Idaho. I urge each individual in the community to take time on this day to not only go the extra mile in his or her own life, but also acknowledge all of those who are inspirational in their efforts and commitment to make their organizations, families, community, country, or world a better place.
Cool.
That's an awesome one. Thank you. Okay. Item 7B, consideration to approve resolution number R84-2018. Mike Borzik, GIS manager.
You look different tonight, Mike.
Am I much better looking self tonight? Mayor and Council, for the record, Bob Bachman, City CUNA Public Works Director. This is pretty much standard for this time of year. I'm just asking you to accept the pressurized irrigation and gravity irrigation fees for the upcoming year. I believe it lists in the resolution the BOC meeting that we will have this spring. The nice thing about this, we're able to actually report that we're actually decreasing the residential pressurized irrigation fee by a couple dollars.
Cool.
While increasing the vacant lot rate slightly to keep balance there. I think that's something we just looked at over the last two or three years was trending the opposite way, so we decided to make a correction on that. So residential lots will go down a couple dollars while the vacant lots will go up a couple dollars. I do have one request. On page 6, 7B, A2, we had an error. That should have been, in parentheses, it says $41. It should be $39 if we could.
Can you say that again slower? What page?
7B,
A2.
Page 6 of 11 and 7B.
Page 6 of 11. Oh, okay. So VA... Two should be what now?
Should be in parentheses. It says $41. It should be $39.
Oh, right.
That's all I got.
Okay. Questions for Mr. Bachman?
Question.
Yes, sir.
How much water did we use last year from potable? I see we're down to 8 million gallons this year.
I don't have that right in front of me, but we are we're tracking that in a spreadsheet. So at the next meeting, I could provide you an actual graph that shows you how we're faring compared to years past. I do believe we are we've been seeing a decrease, even though the demand is up with extra homes and stuff. But by percentage, we're actually decreasing the amount of potable water we're putting in the system.
Okay. For some reason, I thought we used something like 26 million last year.
I believe that's pretty close. I know a couple years prior to that, we were up almost to 60, and we'd been decreasing that down to 30 and then 26, and we're working on that final number for 18 right now.
So we're down to 8. Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. So this is a resolution of the City Council of Cuna, Idaho, setting for fees, assessments, and policies for the Cuna Municipal Irrigation District for the 2019 irrigation system, receiving and accepting the assessment book for the 2019 irrigation system, receiving and accepted the estimate of expenses for the 2019 irrigation season, setting the time and place for the meeting of the Board of Correction for 2019 assessments, setting fees for connecting to said irrigation system, setting uniform method of allocating assessments for the 2019 irrigation system season, establishing billing policies, setting customer service charges, setting system policies, repealing existing fees and policies as previously set by resolution, and setting an effective date.
So I just noticed, as I was about to put it in my calendar, the Board of Correction is scheduled for a Monday night, but it's at 5:30. My assumption is that that's supposed to be immediately preceding a council meeting. Is that correct? So it should be changed from the March 18th to the 19th? Yeah. Okay. I move we approve resolution number R84-2018 with two corrections. One would be changing the date of the Board of Correction to Tuesday, March 19th, 2019 at 5:30 p.m. And the second being on page 6 of 11, paragraph 5A2, the parentheses that reads 41 should instead read 39.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Consideration to approve 18-01-LS, a lot split for Tim Gordon, Sam Weiger, Planner 1. You may have the floor, sir.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, Sam Weiger, CUNA Planning Staff, 751 West 4th Street. The application before you tonight is a lot split, which would split one of the two original parcels of land, and the subject property is located at 1206 North Black Cat Road. The applicant simplified the parcel numbers by replacing the parcel numbers with letters in the proposed record of survey, as you can see on the screen here. Currently, the 66-acre parcel is Parcel A, and the 10-acre parcel is Parcel B. Tim Gordon owns Parcels A and B. According to the proposed record of survey, Parcel B would be split into two parcels and create Parcel C. And the purpose of the split is to preserve one building site on the lands for future development. Both parcels are currently within the city limits and zoned agricultural. Ada County Highway District, ACHD, submitted comments for the project. Staff recommends that the applicant comply with the ACHD staff report at the time of development. I have copies of the ACHD comments if any of you would like a copy. Staff has determined that the application complies with Title 5 of CUNA City Code and Title 67 of Idaho Code. Staff views the proposed action to be consistent with the surrounding uses and the approved future land use map designation in the CUNA Comprehensive Plan. Staff forwards a recommendation of approval for case number 18-01-LS to CUNA City Council. I will stand for any questions you all may have.
Okay, questions for Sam?
None for me, thank you.
Very nice presentation. All right, the question is rightfully before council.
I move we approve 18-01-LS with the conditions of approval as listed.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to approve 18-01-LS with the conditions of approval. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Consideration to approve 18-02-LS, a lot split for Stephanie Cortez, Jace Hellman, Planner 2.
Good evening. Once again, Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, Jace Hellman, CUNA Planning Zoning Staff, 751 West 4th Street. The application before you tonight is for a lot split located at 760 South School Avenue, which was recently annexed by this body about a few months ago. CUNA City Code allows for a parcel to be split two times after December 7th, 1977. Staffs determined that a previous split has occurred in 1983, and one eligible lot split remains. Applicant requests to split off 1 acre of an approximate 3-acre parcel in order to create a second buildable lot. Future plans for the lot includes building a new residence for a family member. Staffs determine this lot split is consistent with CUNA City Code, specifically Title V, and forwards a recommendation of approval for case number 18-02-LS to the CUNA City Council. And if you guys have any questions.
Okay. Here. Questions for Jace?
No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yours was very nice, too.
I move we approve 18-02-LS with the conditions of approval as listed.
Second.
Motion's made and seconded to approve 18-02-LS with the conditions of approval. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? That motion carries. Thank you. Consideration to approve reallocation of splash pad funds. Bobby Withrow, Parks Director.
Here we go. Hi, Mayor, Council. For the record, Bobby Withrow, Parks Director. So now that we're in a new fiscal year, all the remaining funds we had in the splash pad fund were put into the contingency, so I'm asking to pull them out of the contingency and put them back in capital improvements so we can get that project finished.
When will it be finished?
Yes. we're near complete. We could go through and put all of the water features up, but I wanted to wait till spring. I don't want them vandalized over the winter, and then we just need to build a building around it. So we'll work on that this fall and early spring and have it ready to go.
Wait, a building around it?
Oh, sorry. Well, a little building that goes around the filter and everything.
Oh, okay.
So not around.
Like an indoor splash pad.
No, we're not going to do an indoor splash pad.
Okay.
Okay. Questions for Bobby? All right.
You don't want me to get started on that, do you, Bob?
Yes.
Are we going to make that an ice skating rink this year?
We could. Wouldn't be very safe, though.
It'll be done in spring, though, for sure. In spring of next year. It's 2019.
A spring. Yeah, spring, or early spring, yes. Or not early spring, but spring 2019, yeah. It will be done.
Did I confuse you?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
I apologize.
You know, I've wondered how long that stuff is going to be up there behind the bathrooms before they get vandalized. Those kids are going by there. It's probably something we should take down to the sewer plant, north plant.
We can actually put it at our shop in town.
Oh, so okay.
That's what we're planning on doing with everything that's sitting out there right now.
Yeah, I'm just amazed we haven't had vandalism there. I just haven't had the time, I guess.
Also, we might note that you might want to stay off the ice skating rink this winter.
I move we take $84,244 from contingency and put it into capital improvements for the purpose of completing the splash pad.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to remove $84,244 from the contingency and moving it into capital improvements for completion of the splash pad. Is there any further discussion? Chris, would you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Council President Bubin Vanderhaar?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson.
Yes.
And that motion carries. Thank you. Item 8A is a second reading of ordinance number 2018-36. This is an ordinance of the City Council for Kuna, Idaho, amending Title 10, Chapter 3, Section 7, titled Dog Licenses, to allow for multi-year licenses and rolling renewals, repealing the half-price fee for licenses purchased after July 1st of each calendar year, and amending Title 10, Chapter 3, Section 23, titled Impounding of Animals, clarifying fees related to the impoundment and the keeping of animals and providing an effective date. So basically what we're doing tonight is a second reading of that ordinance, so no action is needed on that tonight. Does anybody have anything they want to mention on that, or are we all good still?
Still all good.
Okay. Very good. I would like to introduce Sergeant Zach Walls. He is our newest member of our Kuna Police Department. Zach, do you want to come on up and tell us a little about yourself? And I'm told that he has been studying for questions, if you have. So.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, City Council members. My name is Zach Walls. I've worked with the county for 16 years. 13 of those years have been on patrol. I've been a supervisor for just over 18 months now, and been out here in Kuna for about a month, and wanted to come in and introduce myself and say hello. I'll be out here for at least a couple years. With everybody I've talked to that currently works here or has worked in Kuna and with the Kuna City Police, I've really enjoyed their time, and so I'm looking forward to it, and out here working with the City of Kuna as well as the Police Department. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer any that I can. All right.
Welcome. We're happy to have you.
Thanks.
You.
Welcome.
Look forward to seeing you all. Thanks.
Chief, you're doing a really good job of making all the new guys think that it's really nice to work out here. Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate it very much. You guys do get into a lot of situations that are a little difficult sometimes and could become very problematic, and I always see that you handle those quite well, so that is certainly appreciated from our citizens, so thank you very much. Did anybody else have anything they want to address tonight?
Chris does.
Chris.
Just a reminder that the council meeting in November will be on Wednesday the 7th instead of Tuesday because it's election night.
Do not forget to become informed and vote.
Yes.
You want to say something. I know you do.
I'm just wondering what Zach did to get forced out here with John.
Oh, see?
Wow. How much you pay him, John? Come on.
We had raising going on out here. When I found out that Tom Briggs was leaving. I was just saying that when I found out that Tom Briggs was, after serving Kuna for almost 6 years, wanted to take a detective spot and finally leave patrol after doing it. We got hired the same day 25 years ago and 1 month. And so he's done patrol for a lot more than I have. And so when that opportunity opened up for Tom to leave Kuna, he's still living here, but when a position opened up at Barrister, I had already had my sights set on Zach and was just really happy that he wanted to come out and join the team. And it's only been a month. I think you're really enjoying it. We have great people. I think we do really good handoffs, and we've had some awesome talks already, and he's just really excited about getting to know our community members.
Welcome to Kuna, Zach.
If I may quickly,
yeah.
My reasoning for wanting to come out to Kuna is I see that Kuna's rapidly evolving and growing. I did live in CUNA for a couple years before, you know, things took a different turn with my kids and stuff. But, you know, CUNA is growing quickly, and it's a good opportunity for me at the state I'm in my career to see how a rapidly evolving city interacts with our law enforcement agencies and how we can be of service to you guys and be more intimately involved with that. So I'm looking forward to the opportunities here, and so far it's been a lot of fun, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If I had my brothers, I would love it if the sheriff made, if you wanted a test for supervisor in our organization with 744 people, that you, I would love if everybody that wanted a test had to come out to a contract at some point. I think you learn so many things about, that helps you just be a better supervisor, better lieutenant, better boss. And just, it's been an awesome experience for me, and we try to just have a lot of fun while we serve, and so it's a good time.
Good.
We're thankful for you guys, though.
So. Yeah, thank you very much. All right. Anyone has anything further? Meeting is adjourned.